Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A new sound, a new look, and a whole new way to bring you everything Buffalo Bills. Bills Wall of Famer Steve Tasker and the voice of the Bills, John Murphy, bring you One Bills Live. Weekdays noon to 3 right here on the home of the Bills, ESPN Rochester.
The email came in the inbox today. I don't know if you saw it from the ESPN Rochester commissioner of our fantasy football league.
Are you in or out?
Yeah, of course I'm in.
You even have to ask. You even have to send that email out. It's fantasy football season. We got the bug. Also, Masterstroke wants to be in our fantasy football league. I said only if you go by the name Masterstroke. We're getting geeked up for fantasy football. And when we talk fantasy football, we only want to talk to the best to make you a smarter player and to give you a championship this season. That's why we invite Brad Evans of Yahoo Sports to join us in the sports bar. Brad, how you been?
Pour me a tequila, damn it, right now. Let's go.
Brad, it is fantasy football season if we've got a couple of camps going on here. The Bears and Ravens, and to me, they're both interesting storylines as far as the quarterbacks. How would you assess, let's start with the dangerous team here, the Bears and Mitchell Trubisky, because we saw other quarterbacks, namely the kid out in Los Angeles last year, make a jump from year one to year two. What about the prospects of Mitchell Trubisky in that Chicago offense?
Yeah, a very buzzy name right now in the fantasy community. I'm also a Bears fan, so this is why I drink heavily on a regular basis. But I'm cautiously optimistic about this year's Bears team. I mean, Matt Nagy, I think, is a savant, a genius, kind of in that Sean McVay vein, as you just alluded to. And I think Trubisky could certainly take that next step. A lot of his teammates believe that will be the case this season. I'm in agreement with them. I mean, you look at now, the cupboard's no longer bare. Allen Robinson professed today that he is 100%. That's a very promising sign. You've got a hammer in Jordan Howard, who I still think fits the system, though a lot of people don't. Tariq Cohen could be this team's version of Tyreek Hill. You bring in Trey Burton to play the Travis Kelce role, a guy that was criminally underused because of Zach Ertz during his days in Philadelphia. And you also draft Anthony Miller, who is a water bug underneath, very slippery guy, could catch 60, 65 balls this season. And the Bears also have a top 10 offensive line. You pull it together, and things are, pointing straight up for Mitchell Trubisky, a player that I have as my QB17 right now for fantasy purposes. I think Trey Burton's going to be a top six. Yes, top six tight end this season. I think Cohen's got a good shot at 75 receptions. He'll be a PPR dynamo. And I still think that Jordan Howard is probably the most undervalued running back in fantasy drafts. I've seen him slip as far as round four in 12-team exercises. And I'm on record for saying it's going to be 1,200 combined yards. Yes, he's got to catch at least 25 balls this season with double-digit touchdowns. You're stealing him any time from round three on.
Brad, one of the names that you didn't mention from the Bears offense that I think has gotten a lot of buzz this offseason, too, because he's being compared as what could be the Tyreek Hill of the Chicago Bears offense. That's Tariq Cohen. What's your projection for Tariq Cohen?
Yeah, I mean, I see him again as a guy that's probably going to get 10 to 12 touches per game. I think predominantly a lot of that action is going to come as a receiver out of the backfield, kind of a gadgety type. They're going to shift him out wide. You can see him in the slot. You can see him in motion. He's going to be all over the place as this multidimensional asset. So, if you're in a half-point PPR or, a full-point PPR league, he could be a poor man's Christian McCaffrey. I think that's a fair comparison. A player that's going to have a high volume as a receiver, very attractive and handsome numbers in that category, but will underwhelm as a rusher because Jordan Howard is such a bull moose between the tackles.
Brad Evans from Yahoo Sports is our guest here in the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN, shifting over to Baltimore. And gosh, nobody would ever want Joe Flacco on their team. But the guy they drafted, Lamar Jackson, I'm just curious, Brad, could Jackson be this year's version, or are we too far ahead of ourselves comparing him to Deshaun Watson? Because if you picked up Deshaun Watson last year, well, then you enjoy the benefits midseason.
I am all aboard the hype train of Lamar Jackson. In fact, I was in an auction draft in Vegas over the weekend with a bunch of prominent names in the fantasy industry. Two quarterback league. Who did Daddy get? I got Lamar Jackson for $3.
Nice.
And last year, I got Deshaun Watson that same league for $5, and I finished in second place. So I am all in on Lamar, and I think John Harbaugh is going to have an epiphany sooner rather than later. Thinking of it this way, right? If you are car shopping – Are you going to pick out the lemon? Like, are you going to pick out this El Camino on blocks that's sitting there on the lot that's got a couple of rust spots and Joe Flacco? Or are you going to take the Lambo for a spin? I'm going to go with the Lambo every single time. Anybody else with their right mind would do the same thing. And I think the Ravens are one of those teams that's going to have a sluggish start. Things are going to start circling the drain. I think the whispers are going to turn into screams from the fan base to get Lamar Jackson on the field. And I think Harbaugh's going to pull the trigger. I don't know when it's going to happen, but you know, I'm on record for saying Lamar gets a minimum of three starts, and you know, let's say it snowballs in a negative way for Baltimore, and come December, that happens, Lamar Jackson could win you a fantasy title this year.
I love the car analogy. For years here at the sports bar, we dubbed, up until last season, Alex Smith was the beige Impala of NFL quarterbacks. It's nice to know that we think alike, and that Joe Flacco, while we won't dub him the beige Impala, I think moving forward, Joe Flacco, the El Camino of NFL quarterbacks.
That's correct. On blocks.
On blocks.
That's the key here. He has no wheels. It's on blocks. It's got some rust spots.
Brad, in Bills country here, you know, not a lot of fantasy assets that turn a lot of heads for the Buffalo Bills when you're talking about drafts. But the one name that certainly did have some value was LeSean McCoy. And yep. Now the news of the investigation, the home invasion investigation that's been going on for over a week now. I guess, you know, not really in the business of speculating whether or not he's going to be put on the exempt list for the commissioner's exempt list, or if he's going to miss any time. But, you know, how much have you seen his value take a hit since the news of this investigation broke?
Well, it's obviously plummeted. Nobody wants to touch him with a 10,000-foot pole, understandably so, until we actually see some hard facts from the investigation. Again, I was in that Vegas auction draft this past week, and strategically, before the tequila started flowing, I decided that I was going to throw out McCoy as my first bid. I bid seventh in the order, and I was going to put what I thought was a sensible number on him. $10. Once, twice. Sold! I got him crickets at $10.
Wow.
So, and the entire room did exactly that. Whoa, what just happened? I was like, you know, shock and awe, because that's what I like to do. I come in, carpet bomb everybody, and then leave the room. So at that point, you know, it's ultimate risk reward. If he is found guilty or is connected to this case in any way, shape, or form, he's got what's coming to him, and I'll cut him loose. But if he is cleared of all charges and, you know, due process plays out in his favor, then I just stole a high-volume running back that probably would have gone between $30 and $35 in an auction setting for an Alexander Hamilton. And I would feel – I would myself feel criminal about that.
Brad Evans, the big noise from Yahoo Sports, our guest here in the sports bar. Anybody else on this Bills pedestrian offense worth touching fantasy-wise, Brad?
Kelvin Benjamin is a giant sloth. No. Josh Allen couldn't hit the Jolly Green Giant from 3 yards out. No. A.J. McCarron, for some reason, can't fend off the guy that can hit the Jolly Green Giant from 3 yards out. But he's got a hot wife. Still no. Me, the only person, Zay Jones, was running around naked. We don't know what happened there this offseason. It's probably Charles Clay, and that's it. Because Charles Clay, in my estimation, is probably, if Shady is not on this team, he's going to lead the team in receptions and receiving yards. Because it's going to be, you know, 4 yards here, 3 yards here, punt. That's just what the Bills are going to be like this season. So Clay, to me, very undervalued, very underrated in terms of what he brings to the table. As long as his lower extremities can remain intact, he's got to have a nice ROI, return on investment, a player you're getting after pick 150 overall with ease in most snake drafts.
Brad, I want to start talking about some of these rookie running backs. I think last year, a lot of people that didn't know about Kareem Hunt or Alvin Kamara before the draft, you know, I'll always remember drafting in one of my leagues last year, taking Kareem Hunt, I want to say in round three or round four, and having somebody say, I have no idea who you just drafted. Well, I will gladly take your money at the end of the season then, because I know what this guy is capable of doing, and I know that this year, with this rookie running back draft class, that there is certainly some names out there that could yield those type of results.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a historic draft class. You know, 10 years down the road, and we look back, we're going to say, you know, 2018 was sick. In terms of just overall depth and production, it is enormously talented, the pool of running backs that are available. I mean, Saquon Barkley, you have to take him in a little portion of round one. It's justifiable. I've been doing it at pick number six, in exercises, whether half point, standard, full point, PPR doesn't matter. He's going to be worth every penny. And then you look at guys like, I guess pun intended, Rashad Penny, a player that led all FBS running backs in yards after contact per attempt elusive rating. He doesn't really go down easily. He needs to work on his pass protection. But in Brian Schottenheimer's Seattle offense, he's going to be 300-touch running back. No, I'm not buying into Chris Carson in the greatest shape of his life. No, thank you. Everybody's in the best shape of their life. Mm. Everybody's bench-pressing Mack trucks and squatting elephants. I don't believe in any of that nonsense and all that coach speak, but I do believe in Pete Carroll saying, hey, our first-round draft pick, yeah, he's probably going to be our three-down running back this season. That's why you put that amount of draft equity in there. I live in Denver. I love Royce Freeman. I'm not a Broncos fan. Again, I'm a Bears guy. But I have guys that are very well connected to the organization who have told me they are going to run the rookie into the ground. So don't buy into this nonsense that Devontae Booker is a true threat. Freeman's going to win that job in training camp. Freeman's going to be a three-down stallion. And the Broncos' offensive line, as much as they got disparaged last season for pass protection, they were number 9 in run-blocking efficiency, according to Football Outsiders. Get Freeman on your roster, going around pick number 57 overall. Darius Geis, I think, is a little bit overvalued, though he's got 8 to 10 touchdown upside, but you have to spend a top 40 pick on him. Sony Michel is going to be a more between the 20s guy. You want Rex Burkhead instead on New England's roster. You can get about 30 picks cheaper. Ronald Jones, I think, is going to struggle a little bit in this Tampa Bay offense, especially without Jameis Winston, for 3 picks. And again, I'm going to throw out a sleeper. I like Kerryon Johnson, not really a sleeper, but undervalued in Detroit. And Jordan Wilkins, kid out of Indianapolis, 3-down running back, played at Ole Miss, can do everything well. I don't believe in Marlon Mack, and I certainly don't buy this crap nonsense hype around Nyheim Hines. If Andrew Luck is even 75% the player he was previous to the shoulder issues, I think Jordan Wilkins could be one of those guys you get in the very late rounds who could be a difference maker.
Brad Evans from Yahoo Sports bringing it is talking about those unsettled situations of running back. What about the blue chippers? And I just ask this because if you're doing the mock drafts in your mind, and if it's a traditional snake or if it's even an auction, you're thinking about right at the top. So we know all the big names. Which one of those big names would you say provides the best value if you're going to pay the big price, Brad?
Well, I mean, I, to be honest with you, this year's round one class is probably the highest floors combined that I've ever seen. Mm. I am not overly concerned. Like, you know, last year there were a couple of guys that there was some hesitancy there, you know, spending that kind of draft equity in. But this year, I could buy into any of these players. You know, some people are shying away from Kareem Hunt, which I don't understand because he's going to see at least 75, 80% of the opportunity share. People are like, well, what about Spencer Ware? He's healthy. Well, I mean, I don't know. Andy Reid had these brain farts where he just forgets to feed his running back. He did it with Jamal Charles. He did it last year with Hunt. But they want to increase his role in the pass game. And I'm a huge believer in Patrick Mahomes. I think Hunt's going to be just fine. Kamara's going to be fine despite the spike in opportunity share that some people say, well, he can't handle that. But, you know, they signed Shane Vereen yesterday to the Saints. They've got a kid in Boston Scott who I think could beat out Terrence West to take over that Mark Ingram role over the 4 games that Ingram's gone. Then Ingram's going to come back. I love, you know, Melvin Gordon at the turn. I mentioned Saquon. You know, all the wide receivers have high floors. I'm not shying away from any of these guys. You know, for me, it's a value-based game. So don't go into your draft with a set strategy. Just go in thinking, I'm going to get the best value and make the most opportune investment when it comes to me.
Brad Evans, Yahoo Sports, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Brad, it's the season where analysts such as yourself go on a limb and make bold predictions. You do it every week. We know about Team Huevos.
Yes.
I want to know what your 2018 bold prediction is, the one thing that you're saying that everybody else is like scratching their going, all right, Evans has lost his mind finally.
Yeah, Evans is on the silly sauce. I'm going to go back to Royce Freeman. I think Royce Freeman's going to be a top 15 running back this season. I am the most bullish ranker on Freeman in the entire fantasy industry. Actually, I'm at RB14. I may be too bearish. I was just in Vegas again over the weekend. It was plus 3,200 odds on Royce Freeman winning the rushing title. Daddy laid down an Andy Jackson on that one.
Wow.
All right. Because you look at the last 2 years, it was Zeke Elliott, rookie, who won the rushing title. Last year was Kareem Hunt, rookie, won the rushing title. This Broncos team has upgraded in so many areas offensively. And I know the offensive line, people are getting a little bit concerned about it, but as I mentioned before, number 9 in run blocking efficiency last year, despite the pass blocking woes. But now you bring in a competent passer in Case Keenum to lighten those fronts up. Yeah, depth at wide receiver. You still have Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders there to go along with Cortland Sutton and Deshaun Hamilton. And Jake Buck can emerge as the tight end. It's just another weapon. And Freeman is built like a Sherman tank. So, you know, the guy's got a role, and, you know, I could see him greatly exceeding his current ADP, which is, again, in the late 50s. So, for me, that is the hill I am willing to die on this year, and that's why I spent $25 in the auction draft in Vegas over the weekend.
Brad Evans from Yahoo Sports. A lot of depth at running back, you mentioned. Not a lot at tight end, and for leagues like the one Danger and I are in, we gotta draft and play at tight end. You know, any recommendations from the early forecast as far as beyond Gronk here, what would provide some value?
Well, Trey Burton is still going way too cheap. His ADP right now at 98.8, that's just stupid. It's just dumb. You know, as we mentioned before, he's Travis Kelce now in this Nagy offense. And a guy that's going to see buku targets. The other thing we got to remember, too, is that this Bears offense are going to run a lot of 12 formations, which benefits Trey Burton tremendously because Trubisky was highly efficient in those areas last year, though the Bears predominantly ran 11 because John Fox is a nincompoop. So now that they, you know, have somebody with a semblance of a brain and Nagy, who is a proven offensive mind at the pro level, they're going to maximize that kind of formation to play the strengths of Trubisky, which will play the strengths of Trey Burton. So I think Trey Burton, I got him at tight end 6. I wouldn't be surprised if he finished top 3 this season. George Kittle, a lot of people are on. I like O.J. Howard, who's just off the charts athletically. In terms of fantasy points per route, he was number 1 among all tight ends last season. I know they signed Cameron Bray to extension, but I think Howard could take that next step and emerge. I mentioned Clay is a good value, and Ricky Seals-Jones as well. And I know he got arrested for trying to use the bathroom, and I would shove people out of the way, too, if I had to pee. You know, he broke the seals, gentlemen. So, yeah. Dun-dun-dun. I'll see myself out on that one. So, man's got to go. A man's got to go. And it's a public restroom. Let the man use it. But I think knowing that Fitzgerald's going to see a sizable target here, somebody else there has to take the pressure off the venerable veteran. And I think it could be RSJ, who, from what I've heard, Mike Jarecki, who covers the Arizona Cardinals very tightly and snugly down there, has said they want to expand his route tree. They want him to be a bigger piece of this offense, and you're getting him for nothing at 174.5 in terms of ADP.
Brad Evans, Yahoo Sports, our guest in the sports bar. Brad, we know how tight you are on time and appreciate you giving us some of it. The stage is yours. Let everybody know where they can see more of your work, read more of your work, and what's going on at Yahoo.
Yeah, check us out, yahoosports.com/fantasy, releasing all kinds of content on a daily basis. Going to have a couple of new podcasts coming out. One may be dabbling in the gambling area. So if you like hashtag Fade the Noise, just go against my picks and you're sure to win.
Yeah.
And also my television show, which is going to be syndicated on our regional sports networks throughout the country. The Fantasy Football Hour will be back August 22nd. So check your local listings for that. And I've got a podcast that is blowing up right now. Called The Fantasy Record. Download it right now on iTunes and in the Google Play Store.
Brad, you're the best. Appreciate your time today, and fantasy football's back. Love it.
Gracias, amigos. Again, where's the bottle? Pass me the bottle. Let's go.
Next time, Brad, we get you in here. We love having you in the sports bar. Brad, enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thanks, gentlemen.
You got it. Brad Evans, Yahoo Sports, joining us in the sports bar. Talk a little fantasy football.
Joe writing it. Wow. Brad is taking a big old number 2 on the Bills. I love them being underrated. I can't wait for the season to begin to prove these haters wrong. Thank you, Joe, for listening.
He's not the only one, Joe. No. I mean, listen, you know, you can pretty much universally, that'll be a universal thing that you see this preseason. Every national media analyst, outlet, you're not going to find many people having the Bills repeating what they did last season. You're just not. So get used to it. In fact, well, let's talk about, I'll drink to that next. I mean, I've got USA Today's projections right here. I will share it with you. Bills fans, don't even bother looking at it. Joe, don't look at it.
No,
Joe,
no,
don't look at it. You're just
going to rile yourself up.
I want you to live a healthy lifestyle. A happy life. Happiness. The secret to happiness? Managing expectations. You say it all the time.
By the way, and I'll drink to that. I've got some announcing news. They have the second Monday Night Football announcing team set.
Oh, I can't wait to hear who that's going to be, Gino.
Well, we'll tell
you. Who's going to be in the booth for that Monday Night game? Week one.
Well, last year, it was Beth Mowins, Rex Ryan, and our guy. At least one of those three is returning, Danger.
Okay.
We'll tell you who.
Provocative thoughts from around the world of sports. We raise a glass and play All Drink to That next in the sports bar. You can join us anytime at 454-3776. That's 454-ESPN. You're in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.